bag. But just at that moment, there was Mrs. Raddick again with her, and another lady hovering in the background. Mrs. Raddick rushed at me. She was brightly flushed, gay, a different creature. She was like a woman who was saying goodbye to her friends on the station platform, with not a minute to spare before the train starts. "Oh, you're here still. Isn't that lucky? You've not gone. Isn't that fine? I've had the most dreadful time with her." And she waved to her daughter, who stood absolutely still, disdainful, looking down, twiddling her foot on the step, miles away. "They won't let her in. I swore she was 21, but they won't believe me. I showed the man my purse. I didn't dare to do more. But it was no use. He simply scoffed. And now I've just met Mrs. McEwen from New York. And she just won 13,000 in the Salle Privé, and she wants me to go back with her while the luck lasts. Of course I can't leave her, but if you'd..." At that, she looked up. She simply withered her mother. "Why can't you leave me?" she said furiously. "What utter rot! How dare you make a scene like this? This is the last time I'll come out with you. You really are too awful for words." She looked her mother up and down. "Calm yourself," she said, superbly.